Today in lower Manhattan, rain and wind hampered the already slow-moving rescue efforts at the massive pile of wreckage where the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center once stood. Nearly 200 people are confirmed dead in the attack. More than 4,700 are still missing. President Bush has been touring the site in New York this afternoon. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
President Bush got close-up views of the devastation from the air and ground. After a helicopter tour with New York's mayor and governor, President Bush stood atop a giant rubble heap with a bullhorn. He thanked rescue workers for their hard work and for making the nation proud. When some workers shouted back, "We can't hear you," the president responded,
"I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon."
For many rescue workers, however, Friday saw only disappointment. No survivors were found, only more body parts. The rescue operation moved even more slowly than usual. Mayor Rudy Giuliani said the early morning rains did slow things down, but that operations were continuing unabated.
There's no question that they're hampered by it. Things have to proceed more carefully, more cautiously. At the same time, they're going on because there is still a strong hope that we'll be able to recover people and find people and save them.
Smoldering fires, falling glass, and crevices in the rubble pile continue to pose serious safety hazards for rescuers. Engineer Boris Haida is with the DeSimone Consulting Engineers, which is volunteering its services to the city. Haida says the massive pile, while precarious, is relatively stable.
As we're removing elements, we're trying to remove the ones that are pose the greatest hazard first, hopefully, and then work to the elements because they're supported by the more stable elements. It's essentially a game of pickup sticks. You have to know which stick to pick up that will cause you, let you stay in the game the longest.
City inspectors are regularly testing the buildings adjacent to the attack site. They insist that while damaged, they remain structurally sound. Meantime, New York's police commissioner Bernard Kerik today said they are aggressively cracking down on the dozens of bomb scares, false alarms, petty looters, and even some telemarketing scams. Kerik said one woman early Friday, dressed in hospital scrubs, ran into the rescue area claiming she had heard via cell phone from her husband trapped in the rubble. Kerik says there was no husband and no phone call. The woman was arrested for reckless endangerment. Kerik says those kinds of bogus reports can have serious repercussions.
This is extremely dangerous. We have thousands of people working at that site. They hear something of that nature. They get hopeful. They get aggressive in their working in the hole, and it could cause someone to be hurt very, very badly.
Just before noon today, New York's three airports were reopened to limited traffic after a 17-hour security lockdown. Law enforcers at Kennedy and LaGuardia detained some travelers last night, but now say those questioned had no connection to Tuesday's terrorist attack. The entire financial district in Lower Manhattan is still a chaotic mess and has remained closed since the attack. But the mayor said today they hope to reopen Wall Street on Monday. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, New York.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.